guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
And we're live back again at Horrible Decisions at WXLR Media.
Or Black Effect, iHeartRadio.
Right, or the actual one.
Or the actual iHeartRadio app. It was
something about the way that you counted us in. I saw the red light flash in the
record. I said, or the actual one.
You know, welcome y'all then. To we'll another episode, you know. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Cap, a.k.a. That Bitch. Because I was on live today, and I was just letting them know how I be lying. And it's because I've been acting like I'm single on this show, but I'm really not. And I'm in love. And that's all. So just know, Full Court Cap, back at it again.
Why didn't you want to tell anybody you're in love?
I mean, because, you know, I thought it was more entertaining to come in with stories.
No, you didn't.
We are entertainers. And there you have it.
All right, go on then.
Well, I'm Weezy, half depressed still. That's why Vinny's here. I didn't reply back for 24 hours. And I think, did you think yeah. Oh, no. This asshole texted me at 5 a.m. one day and said, well, hopefully you're not dead.
I did.
Well, damn. What type of...
Oh, no, well, because she hadn't texted me for a full 24 hours and she never does that.
Okay.
And so then I looked at where her location was and she was at home. So I said, hopefully you're not dead. And then the next day, when I didn't hear anything, I was like, I'm coming tomorrow.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Hi, y'all. It's me, Venny. Not really depressed, but kind of depressed.
But also, are you single now?
I'm single and very horny.
Damn.
Yo.
Uh-oh.
So I saw your little field, whatever the other day, and then I hopped on that. The hetero flexible men are
on field?
Me. Yeah, I got tired of Grindr, girl.
Wait. So what's the difference in the men from Grindr? Because field has everyone, but
field
wait.
Field has everyone, right?
Oh, no. No, you ain't on there cutting the fuck up.
We trying to get...
how I had a threesome with Jeeves.
Yeah, what?
I'm trying to do some new things.
I ain't mad at it. I am not mad at it.
We turned 33 and just...
Have you ever had an MMF threesome? No, you wanted to.
I wanted to. Yes, I wanted to. because, you know, people think I've never slept with women before, and I have. So, I don't know. There's a lot of new things happening inside this body that I'm not really...
Like what?
Baby, I'm
a craving for puss?
There's a little... happening.
Are you swiping in Boston or are you swiping here?
I'm swiping here too. I'm swiping.
Oh, you're swiping everywhere.
I'm swiping in my current location.
Hey, is anyone in here swiped, Benny? Oh. No? Wait.
We had, who was it? The dude that dropped off the Peloton?
Yeah.
Benny said, let me jump on Grindr and see.
No, you didn't.
Girl, so, first of all, he walked with gray silk pants. So where are my eyes going? Down.
I ain't gonna hold you.
And that
so,
shit was.
So thumping. Y'all don't know it yet. Y'all will hear the announcement. We're about to do live shows. Yes. And I was thinking how we're going to have some sort of interaction. Because normally we do lap dances. We do things where they interact with us.
I thought about
that. But I was thinking maybe we buy 3 pairs of gray sweatpants and get 3 men from the audience to change into them and dangle their ding-a-lings on stage.
I am here.
And whoever wins the gray sweatpants competition gets like a free shirt or something. I bet you they get laid at the end of the show too.
I was like, they get the gawk from somebody.
Wait, you don't think no one would do that?
We'll get 3 guys to do it.
You don't?
I absolutely.
New York? Yes.
D.C.? Well, I think absolutely. We would in D.C., bitch. Maybe not L.A. because they a little bougie out there. But I think on the East Coast, them niggas gonna be in their sweatpants and we gonna do it in November. They gonna be chilly. They gonna take a free pair of sweatpants. You know what
Should
I mean?
Should it be the Blue Horrible Decisions pants?
Oh, we couldn't do that. Or no, we could just get Alex to make some gray ones. And we had him slang their motherfucking dangling.
With like
we put on Genuine Pony and had them just do like...
I'm here. Yes, please.
Right?
There's I'm over here thinking.
Because you know, I need some enjoyment.
I
need a little thumb.
I miss doing I will tell you this. I've had this idea, and I think I texted it to Mandy, and it must have been a no because she didn't hit me back. This is like a month ago. I went to Andrew's show, and they did a song at the end, and we had Girls Gotta Eat here last week, and they were talking about how they did a dance. I said, we need to come out to Welcome to Jocelyn's Cabaret,
where your every
desire
will be fulfilled.
Not fulfilled.
It's not
fulfilled. Stop it.
It's not fulfilled. It's fulfilled. You see my face? Fulfilled.
No, but I feel like Jocelyn's
doing it like it might be dead.
And we can have people
do it like it might be dead, baby.
We got to learn choreography.
We do got to learn choreography.
If we could
if you're going to be on tour with us, you going to come do it with us?
You know I will.
How bad you gonna have a jock really strap on?
How bad you really want it?
How bad you really need it? And then we'll have the girls come up, try to do it like this their V-Day, and then we'll pick who wins.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Maybe Jocelyn will come to one of the shows.
And she gonna call you stupid bitches, stupid hoes.
Bitch, I've been doing this shit for 10 motherfucking decades in this hole.
Oh my God. Bitch. They be clowning
looking
her,
lucky over there.
The producers on that show be clowning her. They be sitting in that room like,
Listen. That second part of the reunion, that was some hell.
I had to stop watching it.
No, I'm not going to lie. The reunion was so bad. They was falling the fuck asleep.
Wait, you didn't
on
watch
the couch.
It? Yes, you did.
Bad.
I watched the first part, but then the second part, I was depressed, and that didn't help. So I was like, oh, no. I think this bitch is yelling at me.
Listen.
Let me stop.
Let me tell you how I know the reunion was bad. Nina was asleep. And Joss is kind of screaming. And dog went like this.
Bro, they was sleep.
Anyway, let's do some ice scrapers. Even though many of you know Vinny, he is my best friend. He's been doing our tours for the last 2 years. I don't know, maybe three.
Three. I think closer to
you
three.
Probably met him. He does the merch table.
Our tour got stopped last year.
Oh, yeah. No, so it has been three.
Yeah, it's been like 3 years.
And he works on our Patreon, so you guys chat with him there. And he's
So if y'all ain't got your Patreon merch... Is this nigga right here?
They be getting it. Y'all be getting it. You know what y'all don't do? Check your fucking inboxes. Because I be writing y'all and I get responses 3 months later like, where's my shit? Where's your address, bitch? Where is it? Where's your fucking size, ho? Don't be mad at me when you haven't fulfilled the requirements.
Vinny, you ain't shit.
Okay, really quick. Celebrity crush, but a male.
All of them?
I said, do we have dick?
I can't say Sean Connery.
Right now, I watch a lot of Criminal Minds. I forgot his name.
Shamar Moore. What?
Wow.
Really?
I've been watching a lot of Criminal Minds.
I was
really.
Not ready.
He's not even a good
that.
Actor.
Girl, who's watching it for that?
You watch your Criminal Minds go to sleep.
Yeah.
My man is jealous of mine. He called him Jason Momoa. And I was like, now you know that's not his goddamn fucking name.
Jason Momoa been looking better.
Mimosa. That man. Did y'all see that video on Twitter?
Joe Kravitz and the new man?
No. That video
him
on Twitter.
And Yaya?
With him and Yaya?
I said, choo choo.
Let
bitch.
Me tell you, I said, give me
I haven't seen
beat.
They looked so good together. Not that they look good together.
I put it on mute and just let it play.
That's it.
Look I'm just waiting
shit.
For Yaya to do one of motherfucking Kenya's movies. So I could be like, I would love to learn a bit about video production.
I just
so I can try to suck his dick.
I just want
to
see it.
Yeah, listen, and he looked like it's heavy too. It's all heavy, long.
He does
to the meat.
It
dick.
Came out in Watchmen. Was that a real penis?
Well, I can't say that.
Yaya's came out in
he's
Watchmen.
He's in. Oh, for real? Oh,
yes. Girl.
Like his real dick?
Go watch.
I hope so.
Oh. It was a good dick. I hope so.
Oh wait, he was Mr. Wonderful or something.
I don't
right?
know who he was. I just watched the clip.
All right, celebrity crush, female or woman? Excuse me.
It's like Angela Bassett, low key.
Okay, you just
you
said
like
you
some
wanted.
Old pe- oh, you
I
do like
crush.
Old people. You like Social
you know,
Security people.
No,
y'all, if y'all listen to the episode in January, I forgot you like niggas like
we
AARP.
Broke up, but I'm still on the wheel, bitch.
I'm still on the wheel.
You do like AARP.
All right, let's get on to some more exciting shit. Have you ever shit on a dick?
We all have.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Because you only let the head get in.
You're bad and bougie.
No, I haven't.
You gotta let the whole chef. Once the whole chef get in, it might come out a little.
No, lately I've been jumping into my little verse.
I know. We'll talk about it.
Oh.
Have you had shit on your dick and
absolutely
to the point where it was so bad you had to tell someone?
I don't care. I fuck people in the ass. Like accidents happen. I just have a towel, baby wipes next to bed, and I just say, "Don't worry about it.
I love
no problem."
Have you seen blood?
Yes, because my dick is large.
Have ooh. You seen a lot of blood to the point where you were scared?
I haven't seen a lot of blood, but I've seen some blood. And then I was like, maybe we should just like not for a little bit. And maybe in a couple days, try again.
You definitely got to let it go a couple days.
Yeah,
if there's blood, that means something done tore.
It's
the next day is going to hurt.
It's, you know, we didn't use enough lube or
right.
somebody was feeling like a jackhammer. Me.
Oh, I
that's
see
before I knew how to, you know.
Now, easy. Since we last saw you,
yes.
what's been new with your penis and your love?
So I'm single officially. Stop talking to that motherfucker.
But you've been like fucking with some of our fans, I feel like.
Was that supposed to be on air? You fucking our fans?
Hmm?
Damn, y'all really are friends. Y'all out here gangbanging the fans, huh?
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Not gonna talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're listening though right now, right?
They probably are.
Okay.
There's like two of them.
You met them at the live shows?
No. You know who one of them is? And I can say, I don't even care. The one who was like, I'm a whore.
I'm a
fucking whore. Such a fucking whore.
So you are here on your episode.
We
out here fucking people that send us hoe mails?
I mean, I feel like that's...
Oh, y'all met in person?
No.
Oh.
We about to at this live show.
Where he live? We should have him sing the song.
Outside of San Fran.
Okay.
Oh, you definitely go see
him. Oh, you was ready for that. Is that going to be the one where Winnie's like, so can we get...
I was like, can we get separate rooms? I'm gonna be a little busy. And I've been interviewing for real jobs in life. And I've also...
Should we scout them out right now?
Yeah, scout them out.
Vinny wants to be a sky waitress, hun.
What's a sky waitress?
You want a beverage? Do you want to be safe in these
skies? Oh, I could get... Delta's hiring.
I already did that.
You already did it through the internal?
Now, but we need you to get this Delta friend.
We all need me to get this Delta.
I definitely need you to get on Delta. I am Listen, I'm a platinum Sky Miles ass bitch, but a bitch want to be diamond.
Okay? Me too, and a diamond. I got to that platinum quick. And then I was like, well, what do I have to do to get the diamond? Spend a quarter million.
I was about to say, I'm $203,000 away from being diamond.
You said it's
not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Hell no. And whenever I see them let diamond members on, I'd be like,
damn, they rich. Whatever they are, they
what
rich.
What are you doing?
Fuck.
And I've been, I've been getting fucked, like me, like I'm like verse light now.
Verse light.
So like I'm normally a top. And
LIT.
Recently, I have like a lawyer friend. We've been fucking for a couple years, and the other night, man, Casamigos was flowing, and I said, "Do it."
He called your ass at home.
He did call my ass at home. He actually was waiting for me outside of my house when I left the club because I went to a show. And baby, it's that Ivy Park rodeo, bitch. I said, and ever since then, I've been really enjoying that.
I really,
I'm glad you explored your brother.
I've heard like there's like no really true tops anymore. Is that true? Like,
I mean, there might be.
Like, even when I watch porn, all the ones that used to be topping the fuck out of everybody be taking dick now.
Well, for me, it's like I just kind of wanted to explore and just see if like, maybe I didn't like it when I was younger because I had like some, you know, internalized,
right.
You know, homophobia. And so now that we're a little older now, it's just, I was like, is this a tickle, nigga? It's just, ooh.
Not a tickle.
Does this feel good?
How and big like, can you take it?
I almost said his name. Laura Bay is like 7.5.
Oh, that's good. But the girth is giving.
It's giving.
I want y'all to also know this is his lawyer bay, not my lawyer bay.
My lawyer bay.
Your lawyer bay.
That's good too.
Yes.
We should define it by the law. What kind did yours do?
I don't know what mine is.
Immigration.
Does.
Security.
I don't know mine. Okay. But mine is the one that also lives in D.C. So,
got it.
It's cute.
So, today's vanilla shit I really love.
Yeah.
There is a man who married his sex doll. This was quite some time ago. His name is Yuri Tolochico, who infamously married his specifically designed sex doll for him, Margot. Last November in a wedding ceremony, there was dozens of guests. Now,
dozens of guests?
Mm-hmm.
People.
So maybe let's say 30.
There ain't no way.
People came to a wedding with a doll?
They fuck with that nigga. Now, no. Oh, with a doll. Nigga, November, it's COVID. Wouldn't you go if somebody invited you? You got to see it.
A doll?
Train is crashing. You don't want to look.
A doll? No, you know who was there? Everyone from the crazy house. The person who administers his medication, therapist. The person who puts him in a straight jacket. That's who.
I just like
I'm
not going to spend money to go see my friend get married to
a doll? How the doll said yes.
They have a newfound love now.
That is the realest
like, okay. He what? Has fallen in love with someone else. And a giant ashtray he wants to adorn with an artificial vagina.
Hold on.
He fell in love with ashtray. He went from a doll to an ashtray. All right.
This is now, not... where did the pansexual 36-year-old
no, he's pan, of
man
course.
Meet
I fall
his
in love with
love
all objects.
At the club, of course. Although the proudly bald social media star from Kazakhstan noticed the ashtray from a while ago at the club, he claimed it was only when he arranged a photo shoot with the butt receptacle during a paid personal appearance at the venue. Mm. And he discovered at the venue he had feelings for it. So... yeah.
Absolutely.
This is a picture of him with the giant ashtray. It's one of the ones you can dump a cigarette in. That's him. And you know, it's crazy. He's kind of cute.
And he's in love with an ashtray.
I have a special passion for objects.
I'm not okay with this.
They've always been alive.
No kink shaming, but...
They've always been alive with me since childhood, he claims. They're certainly not the same of a person. They're different feelings. This is akin to how a violinist can love his violin. I liked it. I liked the smell of it. The touch of metal on my skin. It's fantastic. He proudly declared. I like the touch of sharp metal.
He could have just got a metal dildo.
On my skin. It excites me. So I think you can understand what attracts me to this ashtray. Now, although he met his new love while he was estranged from his wife, Margot the doll, whom his marital bond was reportedly broken sometime last year. Is this the best fellowship we've ever had? Yes. Now, he also claimed he's been dating his ashtray for a couple months now. And while his new love...
date an ashtray?
...is older, age ain't nothing but a number.
Okay. Oh, no. All right.
He generally likes things with history. I love that this is not a new ashtray. It's had contact with a really large number of people.
Y'all have things in common. I knew you was going to do
I'm
that
I'm just
shit.
Saying, Vinny,
don't do that.
Y'all actually have things in common. You like them a little aged as well.
And also, this might fall in your...
Oh, so y'all just going to play me left and right?
He
there.
Says okay. It helps him satisfy a one secret fetish for dirty stuff.
What?
We'll talk in a moment.
Oh, my God.
When I hugged it, I pulled out cigarette butts, cigarette packs, all type of stuff. And I liked it when the ashes stained my bare feet, my body, and beard. Damn, that's him? Oh, nigga.
Oh, he's beautiful.
He is fine. I might put
that
up with
that mind is crazy. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I might put up with it.
You might put up with what? With your what? Man fucking
he
ashtray?
Cheating on you with an ashtray?
I'm be like, look, it could be right there. That's it.
Oh, you got to see him?
He and then when I get mad, I'm a...
He might like it. Shit. He might like that.
Yeah.
That's going to be foreplay for his
ass. Just because he fell hard and fast, he's not expecting the ashtray to give up their hard-earned career. He says, I want to bring this ashtray home, but it has to continue work in the smoking room. And after all, this is what I like.
Bruh. So he don't even take the ashtray home. He must go to this club then every day to have... You know what? Just know.
Now look, he's not ruling out taking the ashtray to the girlfriend stage, but he maybe plans to replenish his harem of people. Okay, so he's planning to take the big plunge by gifting his ashtray with an artificial sex orifice. Orifice. I couldn't get it out of my mouth. I think the vagina can be placed in the tube and the tube can be placed in a round hole where the cigarettes are thrown. So, meanwhile, the man that's likely turned a million stomachs with his globally viral shenanigans stressed that he does engage in sexual intercourse with humans sometimes, but he just prefers objects more frequently. So, yeah.
What was this king called? It's not objectophilia, but it's...
It's a paraphilia, which is commonly defined as a condition characterized by abnormal desires. I'm really trying to find this paraphilia.
Yeah, there is that's, a
it's gotta be,
there a galmatophilia, a kink where you have an attraction to statues, dolls, mannequins, or body-shaped objects. Now, the paraphilia spectrum for object sexuality widens the net to include people who develop deep emotional feelings. He has an Instagram, and I'll be honest, we don't do Zoom guests, but I would love to meet this nigga. Oh, let me follow him. Wow. That nigga is hot.
He's a Russian. I cannot.
I can't either.
I cannot.
I can't.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's got a picture with the ashtray. Look at him.
I cannot.
I just.
Look at him. He's like.
With an ash.
Mm-mm.
Okay, but he's fine.
Mm-mm. I mean, he's white, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Look at him. He's showing the hole.
It's giving maybe.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
You not.
I would watch. I would watch.
Oh my God, look at him with his doll.
You wouldn't watch?
Luna.
I would watch.
Oh, wait, I thought it was Margot.
See, he be cheating.
He's cheating.
The fact that niggas even cheat on objects, bro. Niggas ain't shit.
You can't expect.
You don't. Not only do y'all cheat on people, you sitting here cheating with objects. You got Luna, Margot, and the ashtray. Like, what the fuck? A nigga can't keep his dick in his pants to save his motherfucking life.
Yo, send me the Instagram.
Look.
For science.
For research purposes.
Research purposes only.
That is ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Let me see. I fuck him. So anyway. On to the hors d'oeuvre, which you are not going to be happy about, but let's just dig into it a little bit. What did you tell me
I don't know.
A day or two ago?
Oh, you're fucking trash, bitch. Okay.
Let me put my phone down.
Yeah. So, oh my God. Ooh.
We don't have to.
It's fine. It's not that big a deal, honestly.
I know.
So the
other... Go ahead.
Yeah. So you know how I told you, like, I've been, like, into this verse light situation? Uh-huh. So the other day, I've been taking my, like, Metamucil, my fiber, and I've been, you know, changing up the way I eat. Mm-hmm. And so it's leading to, like, really healthy...
Shits.
Movements. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other day, I was just, like, pre-cumming the whole time.
You were pre-cumming while you were shitting?
The whole time. Like... The entire time.
So you were aroused while you were taking a shit? Or were you squeezing so hard?
I think it's because it was hitting my prostate on the way out that I was getting aroused. Because literally it was just like pre-coming, just like.
So I found an article. I don't know if you're actually aroused by it or not.
I don't think I'm aroused by the shit coming out my ass.
The pre-cum is actually like a thing. It's called a urethral discharge. So I Googled it while you were watching Drag Race this morning.
The thing is, I was trying to mind my business. I should have been looking at your fucking screen.
Well, medically speaking, it's called a urethral discharge. And it's a director at a urology division at NYU said it's because the rectum sits adjacent to the prostate and constipated induced pressure in the rectum can cause pressure on the prostate and give you the fluid, which is in semen, also known as pre-cum.
Boom.
So men, there's a guy they spoke to who said, it really freaked me out. I didn't say anything to anyone about it. I did look it up online. It said it happened to some people, but I was like, oh my God, this is like not a full bone bust, but it feels good. Definitely.
Yeah.
My best comparison would be if cumming is like a really good neck pop after a long day, just a relaxing feeling,
yeah.
A flaccid poop jizzing.
This gonna send a lot of just, let me tell y'all, I was just taking a dump and I just looked down and my shit was pre-coming, okay? I didn't delve into the feelings. I didn't try to figure out what was going on. I was just like, oh, this is different.
So this is the first time you felt it?
No.
Like that
no, it happens here and there. No, it happens here and there. It happens here and
come
there.
On, come on, shitty orgasm.
I don't.
Come on.
This is very messy, friend. Well,
it's not that bad. It's for everyone.
I know it's a poop play, y'all. I swear I was just taking a dump.
I mean, this is where it starts. So anyway.
Absolutely not.
Look, Mandy pissed on a nigga first, and now...
I'm never going to shit on nobody.
Oh, I was going to...
Oh, I don't know what we were talking about, but I ain't shitting on nobody.
Took a left turn.
I'm never going to shit on nobody.
Because, I mean, peeing is different. Like, I done told you. Been there, done that. Now, I done pissed on somebody, and I got peed on. I actually asked for it. I was drunk. Casamigos, I'm going to blame that too, bitch.
Me too, man? All day.
Yeah, it was my man. Like, I was like sitting on the toilet, pissing, and I was like, I said, just pee on me too.
Do it like it's my B-day.
I was like, just piss. It'll go into the toilet.
That says B-I-D-E-P, B-day, baby.
Okay. No, I'm cool with a little piss now.
Now, there are people that are having pee-gasms, okay?
That happened to me.
So, here's what the tea is. This woman says she's never purposely held her pee for the sake of pleasure, but she's held her urine because, you know, she was about to pee somewhere in the car or whatever. And literally when it escaped, she had a pee-gasm.
Yeah.
It felt so good to pee. It wasn't an orgasm, but it was a sensation like a full body orgasm. And she experienced piss shivers. I've felt really good after I peed.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, when I held it in, because I was like, oh, I'm not gonna get a UTI, thank God. Like, I have been so grateful to piss because I held it for so long.
Check this.
That's it. It feels good to pee.
The other day during my like weekly hoe escapade, the guy came over and we were like frotting. So we were like rubbing up against each other.
Oh, I see that.
Naked. And like he lubed up his dick and we were like rubbing back and forth. And he had a male squirt on me.
What's...
So basically, it feels like he's coming, but it's pee coming out.
And
changed my whole fucking mattress, bitch.
Wow.
Because, like, it's just... It's an explosion. And pretty much, you take your... Do you got banana? Oh, yeah. So like, she thought she was playing. If you take like the top of your penis or whatever, apparently if you rub the head like this,
mm-hmm. I've done that before.
You rub it like this continually. It's a sensation that will bring on male squirting.
Oh,
y'all need to watch these videos. You have not seen this shit.
Do we? Should we have a podcast?
Wait, what?
Yeah,
should we talk about?
You
sex
hold
or
the
not?
Penis and you put your flat
it's
palm.
It's pre-cum or it's pee.
It's technically pee, but it feels like you're coming. It's male squirt, but male squirt's actually pee,
male squirt. We ain't it's gonna pee. Call it squirt then. It's pee. It's pee. All right.
You put your dick in your hand and then you rub your palm open on your head in a circular motion, and you just keep going, and that will produce male squirt.
Did he warn you first? Was this something that was discussed prior?
It wasn't something that was discussed.
So were you upset?
I was a big man.
You were upset, but you were a big man.
You know why I wasn't? I was only upset because I had just like washed all my sheets. I had just washed like the mattress pad. Like I had just washed everything and I had to do it all again. That was the only reason why I was like a little upset. But other than that, I was like, oh.
Actually, that was a really good hors d'oeuvre that we didn't know about.
Yeah, I ain't know about that.
Really?
So basically, you just do it like this.
You just do like this.
Yeah, but that ain't something I want, so I ain't going
to
do that.
Go to YouTube. What's the timestamp, Dave? Tell us the timestamp. Go to YouTube.
And it'll just...
These niggas about to click. What's the timestamp? 25. Get it 25 minutes, you're going to see the motion.
Yeah, and just... Boop.
Oh,
It shoots across the room. Like, it's a lot.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want that.
Now, I do want to make mention to one thing before we get into the horrible decision. When it comes to like when you were saying how you thought you were getting turned on from shitting, even though you did pre-cum, you can get turned on. It says that the vagus nerve, vagus, excuse me. I said vagus. I looked at VAG and I was like, oh, like vague. Never mind. Mm-hmm. The vagus nerve is one of the longest and most complex cranial nerves that transmits information from the brain to the tissues and organs throughout the body. And when the nerve is hit by a big, large turd, it causes a drop in blood flow, which leads to a lowered heart rate, blood pressure, less blood flow to the brain, and it'll cause a high/sense of euphoria while peeping. If you think of the number of people who enjoy anal sex, it makes sense that if there is enjoyment with an object going into the anus, there is a chance for pleasure when it is escaping.
Yeah.
Mm.
Boom. Shaka. Everything a flaka. You didn't know about... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the only Blue Ivy staying here.
Oh. Happy birthday, Beyonce. It's today. All right. Accidental orgasms. Have you ever accidentally come?
I have a wet dream every once in a while. That's in that.
I don't think I've accidentally come.
I've accidentally come kissing. A lot of... Always women. I come too fast.
Because
I'm just so, like, the senses are, like, a lot.
I've never had premature ejaculation either, so no.
What? You've never had pre-cum?
No, premature ejaculation where, like,
it came,
you get aroused and you're like, oh! And then you were done. That's not...
That makes sense.
That's not my ministry.
I don't think it is, friend, because you're really good at, like, your sex game in your bag.
Oh, no, I'm in my motherfucking bag.
You watched a video of me yesterday, and I felt really proud.
Yo, that shit was...
Yeah. Let me tell you how
baby,
good it was.
I was impressed.
I was
all capital letters.
And I knew I was going in. And I said, oh, it's funny because when the video starts, you see me going like this. I said, I have to get this. Did it like it's his B-day.
Oh, you did.
Okay. Here's ways that women have had accidental orgasms. So there are many articles online devoted how hard it is for women to reach orgasms. But the funny thing is ab workouts are a way that women... I've been having accidental orgasms.
Hell no. Nah.
Called corgasms. Basically, women
corgasm
are out there.
These nuts. Hell no. Nah. That shit hurt. And not the good pain equals pleasure.
15% of women experience orgasms from physical activity, which almost makes you want to work out. The top pleasure generator in this category is called the captain's chair, which you may know if you hit up the gym. And basically, isn't that when you do this and you're like lifting up?
Yeah, you lift it up.
That shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel good, but I'm trying to see if I can come.
But I think it's because you're squeezing
your pelvis.
Maybe yeah. Your Kegels too on accident.
You're doing
maybe
Kegels by
Kegels,
accident.
Kegels.
So
that would make sense.
Go, 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 go.
That would make sense.
Honestly,
make sense.
That's the only workout that I do where I feel really hot.
But even when I do Kegels, I need to do Kegels with a dick inside me to feel something good. Like, I love doing Kegels with a dick inside me.
I mean, that's
it feels
point.
So good.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah. I'd be like, ooh, you feel that, baby?
I'd be
and
liking
I be squeezing it
I'd
with
be
my
telling
pussy.
I'd to squeeze. I'd be like, squeeze. When I'm inside, I'd be like, squeeze real
quick. I like squeezing when a nigga comes.
Ladies, if you haven't yet, when a dick go inside you, just squeeze. And if you don't know how to squeeze, clench your ass. That's like the cheat code to doing your little Kegels. And bitch, when a man can feel you squeezing his dick from the inside, oh, well, you got him.
Speaking
got
of Kegels,
him,
most women that do Kegels are trying to strengthen the pelvic floor, but they actually end up having orgasms while doing Kegels because it's heightening everything around their vagina. Mm-hmm. And by the way, men, you can do a Kegel flex too. That's when you make your dick jump. That's also the Kegels.
Yep. Or when you stop peeing.
Horseback riding. It sounds like it's out of a romance novel, but apparently it's true. Women are reporting having orgasms. They bounce around on a big hulking animal. And
oh, Jesus.
Oh.
See what I mean? That's biking, some weird shit.
Biking, I've almost felt it.
First off, I don't even
biking?
Like.
Biking.
Biking.
No, my ass hurts. Like, even when we used to do spin, it makes my ass hurt. And then if I'm sitting riding a horse, I don't even like riding dick. So I'm definitely not going to be turned on. That shit, no, not doing nothing for me. Sorry.
You said it's not doing anything.
It's not doing anything.
Committed relationships. This one is fucking hilarious. So there are a number of studies out there to back this up. 24,000 college students, about 40% of women had an orgasm during their casual encounters. 79% of women had an orgasm in committed relationships. In their last time they had an orgasm was in a committed relationship. So women are literally having orgasms because we're so emotional.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah. I 100%. Like a lot of women don't come as much with casual sex unless you just fucking a nigga because his dick is really good.
Yeah.
Like when I was fucking 24/7. Like clearly the dick was just a fucking one. But now if I look back at all that time fucking him and the dick I'm getting now, leaps and bounds ahead of what that casual condom dick was.
Because like, you know, your guard is down because you're trusting, which is funny because some people have their guard down when they don't know someone because they're like, oh, they won't judge me. Or
some people don't want to get to know you. They want the
that part.
Now,
that part.
Biking is one. There's actually several different activities associated with exercise-induced orgasms called EIO, not just ab work, bicycling clocks, and at 15% effective if you hop on and ride. Motorcycles and other vibrating things, amusement park rides, speed boats, anything else that's bumpy.
That's why Doja Cat says, suck a nigga dick and say EIO. You don't remember that? In Move, bitch.
I don't think that was for that.
I don't think it was for that.
I think it was for the EIO like a farm. But that was fun.
Yeah. I mean, you tried.
No, we had fun with that.
Yeah. You did.
So
you tried
massages. Here's back to you, friend. Literally just massage.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
When I was not the massage you just got.
When I was in Thailand, I would fuck any of them. But, and they wasn't even my type.
My massages are great.
I love massages.
They're like therapeutic massages.
But tell us about the guy that you pay and what he does when he does your chakras and you come.
So basically he does like what I call like trigger point. And well, he does this thing where like he pretends like, not pretends, but he touches you in places. So you feel like he's touching you in three different places at the same time. So what happens is it forces you to relax because it's like in three different places, your mind can't like focus. So it forces you to kind of just like sit there and just kind of relax. And you know, he kind of like, bitch, he'll be like massaging my neck back and then like
what's for?
Going for a little suck. And then like keeps going, massaging. I love
that.
Goes in for a little suck, goes in for a little prostate stimulation, massage. And like the massage is a real massage. Like I'm actually getting fucking worked on. But every once in a while there's like a sensual aspect that comes into it.
Is he trying to make you come?
Not then and there. It's literally throughout the whole thing. Throughout the whole thing. So it's like an hour and a half and throughout the whole thing.
Can you even concentrate?
That's the point. You're not supposed to. He does it in a way that like you have to relax because your body can't. You almost get overwhelmed. And so instead of like thinking about everything, you just kind of let go. And like.
Did you come? Like, did it distract you in your massage or not?
No, my man actually does this. And he does it so much to where one time he was massaging me and fucking me at the same time, but also like had a finger in my ass. And out of nowhere, I felt like I had three holes down there. Like, I literally was like, where is this other sensation? Like, I felt like
I know what you're feeling.
Like,
because, like,
it was crazy.
I was so aroused, but I was so relaxed at the same time that at one point I was like, I know this man doesn't have, like, octopus tentacles, but I feel like he is everywhere at the same fucking time.
Yes.
It was wild. And then at the very end, like, mind you, he's massaging me the whole time. It's like, slurp, 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 slurp. Like, it's a machine that's happening. And
I kind of want him to give you one.
I kind of literally, like, I pass out for like a good 10 minutes afterwards. I just.
Yeah. He just leaves you there?
Yeah. He just walks out of the room. He's like, I know you need like 10 to 15 minutes. Because I literally just be like.
Oh, see, no. I'll go from that to fucking to then that. And then there's like, oh my. Literally, when we get into that type of sex play, especially it's in the mornings, so nice. I'm dead for the whole day. It drains me because I'm getting that plus dick.
It's draining,
but it feels so good. It feels so good.
Not you winning out here.
Oh my God. Not you. Like, best dick of my life.
So, a sneezing fit. This one is nuts. This one I love. The very idea makes you excited for allergy season, but there is a link between orgasm and sneezing, like a medical condition, likely due to a faulty connection in the autonomic nervous system. So basically, heart rate, digestion, pupil dilation. Be careful what you wish for because you could go into a sneezing fit and come.
I didn't sneeze and farted, but I ain't sneezed and came.
Sneezing fit and come? I mean, I will gladly experience that. That gotta feel. Imagine people who like sneeze like 4 or 5 times in a row every single time they sneeze.
Huh. I don't like that. But what's crazy is every time you sneeze, your heart stops. So you could die.
That's why they say bless you. My dad used to say bless you when you burp because he said the same thing happens. So
I'm not mad about it.
Now, active imagination, aka just thinking off, some women can have intensely imagined sexual fantasies that they orgasm through for just thinking about sex. It's kind of like a wet dream, but you're wide awake and it can be learned in a guide for hand-free orgasm. So, yoga, fucking sneezing, all kind of shit. Now, I, honest to God, think biking would be it for me, but out of these, what do you think you guys could come to? The massage, probably for y'all.
Massage. Mm-hmm. We both said,
It ain't abs, bitch. Mm-hmm. We know that.
No, it's not. It's definitely not the abs part. Mm. And I heard you make them bitches in the kitchen anyway. I ain't doing them. Hard-ass workout. Bitch, I heard the abs come from the kitchen, so I don't know what y'all are doing.
You
are
laser lying, bitch. You ain't even lying,
I'm getting patches just like this. I'm gonna put on a nice little Audible book.
Oh my God.
Like when I get it like knocked out of my book.
I know that's right.
All right. Let's get to the who mail.
Let's do it.
Hey, Mandy and Weezy, huge fan of the show. It's one of the few things that kept me going in the pandemic. Oh, I need a Mandy and Weezy. I have a dilemma and I could use your advice. I met a guy on Hinge. He's super sweet, but after talking for some weeks and meeting up, it was clear we wanted different things. I've not long come out of a toxic relationship and I wanted to be single. So did he. For that very reason, I didn't want to sleep with him on the first date because I was not trying to... Sorry, there's a typo. Because I'm not trying to get into a friends with benefits situation. While that's what he wanted, I wanted to see if it would progress into a relationship. She's fine. She liked playing. I gave him an ultimatum and said it's either a one-night stand or dating with a 3-month rule. He said,
Oh God. I'm already annoyed. Girl. Like, ladies, like, dating with a 3-month rule or a one-night stand, girl, if you want the dick, get the dick.
I've slept with somebody on the one night and been with them for 2 years.
That's where I'm at right now. So first dumb. Date.
It's always like that. Because you know why I believe that? Because of the chemistry.
Right. And you just go with it.
Anyway, he said that because his last relationship just ended before the pandemic and he hasn't had sex in 18 months and would rather go on a one-night stand option. We had sex and it wasn't that great. We did 2 rounds, each being a max of 5 minutes, and his dick was kind of small, so I sometimes could hardly feel it. Anyways, we decided to just be friends. Now, fast forward to a couple of weeks, we got into a discussion about OnlyFans and paying for sex. And he said that he enjoyed the sex we had so much that he would pay for it. Initially, I thought he was joking, but as the conversation went on, I realized he was serious, and I forgot to mention that he's autistic, so because of his lack of social skills, he lacks experience not just with dating, but sex altogether, and it's one of the reasons he wants to be single is to build up his body count and tick things off his sex list before settling down. Do I take this easy money and be a sex worker, or am I using this man for money? What should I do? I say do it. Listen, I don't care if you're in a wheelchair, autistic. If I ain't going to discriminate on somebody who's not on the spectrum, I'm going to take all your money. And that's not me trying to be shady. It's not like you getting over on him. You're fucking him for money because he wants you to. It's not like you're stealing from him.
Is she attracted to him?
She fucked him without getting paid.
Oh.
She just said his dick was little. You better fuck that man, girl.
Do it.
I'm bothered. I was bothered by this whole email. mind you, even just from the start with the, well, he said he just wanted the one night stand from me since he hadn't had sex in 18 months. Like, girl.
Fuck that nigga in. Let him spend his cash, girl. Be an expert. And who knows? Maybe you may offer a service. Mandy and I did a episode years ago and we were talking about a service called Angel Hands, and they would like masturbate you for people that are paraplegic.
Oh.
Like people that have disabilities, and maybe you don't want to fucking go out and meet people. We almost watched Dating on the Spectrum or Love on the Spectrum, but you didn't want to watch it.
I didn't.
Did you ever see that on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
It's people dating with autism.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't. I'm sorry. I just couldn't.
I just can't handle.
I just couldn't.
I know it might be hard for some, but.
Yeah,
well, it was hard for me. And I was just like,
There's also a show about this gay autistic guy finding love. Like it's a sitcom on Netflix. And I watched it and it's great. But I forget what it's called.
But it's scripted.
Yes, it's scripted.
But during some portions, my whole body was just, I was just like, ooh, this is too, I can't. It was so sweet. And honestly, it ends amazing. But like, I just, right now in this state of my mind,
I say you charge him for that pussy, girl.
I mean,
anyway.
I definitely think she can charge him.
Hell yeah.
Charge him. Charge him.
Charge him.
That's what I heard. Anyway, Vinny, what do you have to plug? Oh, listen, if y'all are sky waitresses and flight attendants and do stuff with airlines, send Vinny the referral link because I want the companion pass.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I'm out here trying to get a job. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Do you find it hard right now?
I find
like, or do you find like a lot of jobs are actually hiring?
No, girl, what happened is I've been interviewing for one company for a month. I'm going to talk about it right now. For a month.
Creating programs
and like even like withheld things so that I could only be the ones and like literally did the final interview and these people ghost me, not even like a thank you for blah blah blah. So I'm a little tight about that right now. Looking just whatever. It's all right. I'm just a little mad. I'm big mad.
I'm mad too. I hope when we go on this tour, someone's like, we need to get Vinny a fucking TV show. But anyway, let's get him inside to send it out first. Listen, I want to show you these dual dolls that we have. For one, it can be used as a dog toy. If you hate us, buy this doll and you can give it to your dog. Let me show you. He's getting the wheezy side. Show them, Mandy. Flip it around. We need y'all to buy this goddamn doll, y'all. Look at this. Okay? This is my favorite side. This is my second favorite side. She's a little bit cuter as a doll than I am.
Mandy, you're definitely cuter, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Sleep with the doll at nighttime. Okay, you can give it to your kids.
This is the only chance you will ever have in life to sleep with both of us.
You can put it. Right. You can give it to your animal as a dog toy. It's really fun. It doesn't squeak, but it goes if you listen really hard.
Yeah. Well, the link to purchase these will be in the description of this week's episode. Also, make sure that you guys join us over there on the Pet Run over on Patreon.
We love to see you.
You know what I mean?
We do.
And Vinny right here, if you're watching us on YouTube, is wearing one of our Patreon merch t-shirts.
You want to do our town hall this month?
Yeah.
I'll do it. We'll talk about your shitty booty.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The shirt's really cute. I get compliments on it all the time.
It's a very cute shirt.
I love it.
People are like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, take a picture.
People know it?
Some people do know it. Even where I live.
I don't want to wear my face on my own shirt, but like I do like wearing our
own. When I went to San Diego, I wore a shirt. I wore one of your shirts and the flight attendant was like, I'll be right back. And I was like,
what you about to give me?
Huh? It just got me free drinks, but it was still cute.
So get the doll.
Thanks, y'all.
And carry it around because it'll really get you some free shit.
I know, that's right.
But yeah, on Patreon, we have 4 bonus episodes a month, one of which is a town hall. Vinny, you are joining us this month on our town hall. And the town hall is a live Zoom chat where you get to kind of join us in on the conversation. We do have a tour coming up, guys. So we'll keep you guys updated on those show dates. Also, if you haven't yet, we have merch. That's right. You could be a real Whorehive member. Go to whorehive.com. We have some things on sale. We have a new drop. So we have joggers. We have tie-dye shirts. We have sweatshirts. We have enamel pins. We have fucking everything. So go on over to whorehive.com.
That's right.
And guys, I guess what we're going to do is leave you guys off with a 5-minute bonus clip from one of our Patreon episodes. If you like what you hear and you want to hear the whole episode, go on over again to patreon.com/horrible decisions. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye.
What other qualities do you think should be deal breakers or non-negotiables in order for it to make sense to move forward outside of the looks? If they're in the position where you are, where I really want a boyfriend, mm-hmm. I really want a man, mm-hmm. what other qualities should they have outside of looks? If you have to still have looks.
If you still have to. Well, I think first thing, and I think this is the question I've asked, so it's, what's today, Saturday? So it's almost been 7 days of reflection. Starting with asking yourself, what is it that you want? And be very clear in what it is that you want, right?
Right.
Because I think as women, sometimes we don't define what it is that we want. And once I define that, I was able to kind of, I think I'm getting more clarity on what it is I need out of a man based on what I want, right?
Ooh.
And those things didn't involve looks. So to achieve the goal I want to achieve, now I'm like, oh, okay. So it's like reverse engineering, right?
Okay.
So now I'm starting to do that. And I am having like even conversations with you last night. It was like, yo, I probably got to cut off like all 10 of these dudes and maybe focus on, you know, and if none of them fit what I've now defined as what I want or can get me there, they got to go.
Do you listen to Kevin Samuels?
So the new one has me listening to Kevin Samuels.
So I only say that because you're 35. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also clear that you still don't really know what you want.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of the women that call in to Kevin Samuels' show, sorry guys, he asks them so many questions and it feels like it trips them up and he's able to completely control the narrative on who they are and why they don't have what they want, mm-hmm. simply off the fact that a lot of them don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one woman was like, I mean, I'll have kids, I guess. If my partner wants kids, sure, I'll have them. Or, I was engaged, but I called it off. And I can't really tell you why. He just wasn't it.
And
there's a lot of women who date that way. They date knowing that they want a partner, but not knowing what they need fully from another half.
And that's what I just said. I had to reverse engineer this baby, right? Said, what do you want? And I was very clear with you. I want to be married. I want to have kids. So, okay, cool. But what you're doing and how you're acting isn't aligning with that, right? So it was more of a self-check with myself. Like, your actions got to align with what you say you want. Because I'm very clear that I want that. Because the relationship I just got out of, I was also raising 5 kids and, you know, I was a mom.
Step-mommy.
I was a stepmom, and I'm very much a maternal human being. So I just have to walk in what I say I want. You know what I'm saying? I think I get distracted. You know what I'm saying? And like you, I'm also career focused and I'm busy. So sometimes it's easy to have like whatever basic conversations because I don't have time and the mental capacity to deal with a whole lot more after a long ass fucking day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And I know you feel that. That's what, but like, I think your person allows you a positive escape from that. You know what I'm saying? Whereas situations that may not be right, don't.
Right. But also the fact, like you said, that as career-driven women, mm-hmm. we want an escape from our partner.
Yeah.
So that's why when I brought up earlier in the episode about all of the negative connotations of relationships, mm-hmm. them being hard, them not being easy, them mm-hmm. being hard work. We work so hard in our day-to-day lives. I can't have a relationship that feels like another job.
Period. At this point, I can't.
No, I can't do it. And I think that that's probably what works against a lot of career-driven, mm-hmm. very busy women mm-hmm. is that if you go down the gender roles of patriarchy, which mm-hmm. a lot of people still want to kind of uphold a little bit, it takes a lot to run a business, mm-hmm. to be an employee, mm-hmm. to be an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and then
I have to go home
and cook, clean, fold, suck, and make sure that I'm everything that a wife, because being a wife and being a mother, those are also jobs.
Yep.
And so when those are all the way at the bottom of what we want, it's hard to still have